Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Modern women. I am so glad that you remain defiant as you do. Why? Because society has so gassed up your head that you believe that you can argue with a man and quote unquote, stand your ground against them. Even though we as men know that whenever there's a verbal altercation, there's always a 50-50% chance that things can get very physical with one thing being said that drives us over our line. You women, however, you've never experienced that when you were growing up. So you believe that you could be as reckless as you want to be with your mouth. However, when that man finally goes over his line, well, the results can be lethal. Like the man in this article that was published on the 18th of February. Former NFL practice squad player turns himself in after strangling, offlining his girlfriend in Maryland. I wonder what was going through that woman's mind as the breath was being squeezed out of her. I bet that woman was probably thinking of a Toni Braxton song. That's right. Breathe again. Oh, how I just want to breathe again. I know I ain't shit. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 43-year-old ex-NFL player is under arrest after he admitted to strangling his girlfriend inside of her parents' Maryland home early Sunday morning. The Prince George's County Police Department charged Carl Kearney Jr. of Griffin, Georgia, with first and second degree termination, as well as other related charges for his alleged involvement in the demise of 38-year-old Patrina Best. First and second degree they're charging him with? Yeah, overcharging much? But as we all know, whatever it takes to get the conviction. On Saturday, February 17th, at 9:20 a.m., investigators say Kearney walked into a police station and told officers he strangled his girlfriend inside of her Akukik home in the 800 block of St. James Court earlier that morning. For a man to walk into a police station and turn himself in, that shows that man went through so much mental abuse with that woman, he finally said, yes, this is my sweet release. Going to jail is my sweet release where I can finally get peace. Officers responded to the home to conduct a welfare check. Once inside, officers found Best unresponsive. She was pronounced deleted at the scene. During an interview with homicide detectives, Kearney confessed to strangling Best during an argument. Gentlemen, put a pin right there. What could they have possibly been arguing about to such a degree that this man decided, you know what? I'm going to put the mask on. Details to follow. That way, we can more than likely formulate what drove this man over the edge. Kearney is charged with first and second degree termination and other related charges. He is in the custody of the Department of Corrections. The Best family provided a statement to WUSA Monday evening, saying in part, quote unquote, Petrina was a constant source of joy and laughter in our lives. Blah, blah, fucking blah. I don't care. Why? Because as we all know, standard operating procedure paint this woman in such an angelic light that the man in her life was a straight up devil. No, 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 no. Remember, gentlemen, I always say this. The more positive that the family tries to paint that woman, the darker the secrets she had behind their backs, and more than likely behind his back. Police say public records show that Best was a licensed nurse in several states. And social profiles say she was a traveling operating room nurse who went to Georgia Southern University, where Kearney also played football. Gentlemen, I think we can pretty much come up with our own speculation. The fact that she was a traveling nurse, yeah, oh yeah. Shocked neighbors who declined to be interviewed on camera said Best's parents are not in the area, and the younger couple were visiting the home while her parents were away. According to a 2021 tweet from Spalding High School in Griffin, Georgia, outside of Atlanta, Kearney is an award-winning high school football coach, known in his community for inspirational support of struggling students. Well, well, well. Sounds like Mr. Kearney was actually a good guy who gave back to his community. However, he became mixed up with the wrong woman. Now, my suspicion, be it that the woman was a traveling nurse, gentlemen, we all know, I personally know, being married to a nurse, nurses are the worst women to be in relationships with. Why? Because they are the most disloyal group of women a man could ever be in a relationship with. Yeah, we all know this, gentlemen. We all know this. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in her parents' home. Gotta give that a 15. Method of execution. Now, they did not say he used any sort of weapon, like a cord or a scarf or anything. So we can rule out ligature strangulation. So we're going to go with mechanical strangulation, which means he used his own hands of hate. Gotta give that a 25. Psychological impact. Of course, the cops had to go and find her rotting carcass inside of that home So I'm going to give that a 30. And for the brutality factor, we all know strangling, cutting off that oxygen supply. He made sure his face was the last thing she saw before she faded into oblivion. So I'm going to give that a 25. So Carl, choke out Kearney, gets a score of 95. Gentlemen, with the clues that we've been presented with, what do you think they might have been arguing about? For a man to go from zero to absolutely, I'm going to terminate you. Yeah. She's a traveling nurse. We know nurses are some of the biggest 304s out here. What could possibly have happened? More than likely, he found out that she was probably cheating on him with other men in other states. More than likely, he found that out and confronted her about it. And of course, her deciding, you know what? I can do what I want. Blah, 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 blah. This woman let her mouth write a check that her ass was not prepared to cash. However, she did not think that Mr. Kearney was going to put on the mask. But like I said, do you think that's the first argument that these people had? Of course not. Of course not. Remember, the fact that he decided to actually turn himself in, that meant that that man more than likely put up with so much mental abuse from that woman that he said, you know what? Jail is a better alternative. I did what I did. I'm not going on the run. You know what? Fuck it. I'll spend the rest of my days in relative peace behind bars. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who still refuse to get the simplest of messages, that when you decide that you're going to push a man, you're going to argue with a man, you're going to use whatever you know to demean that man, ladies, you better understand this and understand it crystally clear. The power you think you have in those situations, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that a man is going to restrain himself no matter what you say or do to him, that's going out right along with it. Because I'm going to reiterate, the termination train has no stops. And as a matter of fact, it is picking up speed in 2024. More and more men are finally saying, fuck it, when it comes to you modern women. They're done. They've had enough. And some of these men are resorting to lethal methods. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.